Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We progressed, so I was asking Tobias and Emily about the original Mothman and things like that. We're into, shall we say, the final third of this episode, and then we get into after the Paracast. And we're talking about strange creatures for a bit. Tim, do you have any more questions to ask? Because I'd like to get their take on UFOs.
Sure. Just briefly, I want to continue with one more question about the whole weirdo types of sightings. It's almost as if you have like this huge pantheon of winged creatures. Illinois in the 70s had these multiple Thunderbird sightings. Not humanoid, but just giant birds. And when I say giant birds, not like an eagle or a vulture, but I mean birds that had 20, 30, possibly, foot wingspans, things like that. Then you have the winged humanoids. There's also like in Pennsylvania and Ohio, sightings of like winged gargoyle types of creatures. So it leads to the suspicion that we're probably not dealing with flesh and blood creatures here.
I would agree with that. I think that could be said of a lot of cryptids, probably. They are biological impossibilities based on everything we know about biology at this point. You look specifically at a lot of the winged humanoids, and it doesn't make sense for them to be able to get off the ground. Something with, say, my body, basically, I'm 6'2", just over 220 to 225. And for me to be able to get off of the ground, like with powered flight using wings that were a part of me, those wings would have to be, 20, 25, 30 feet, some kind of wingspan?
Yeah, at least, yeah.
And so what you've got, though, are these eyewitness reports of something, 7 or 8 feet tall with maybe a 15-foot wingspan.
It's pretty proportionate.
Right. And, you can look at a bird, for instance, and sort of see why it's able to fly, Mm-hmm. Even like a larger bird, like a crane or a heron or something, their bodies are very compact, mm-hmm. very small. They've got these spindly legs and hollow bones. And so, they're able to take off. But you're talking about something with humanoid proportions. There's no way. There's just no way.
They need the rocket suits. I don't know if you remember that. That was a movie serial from the late 40s, around 1950, called King of the Rocket Men. And this guy wore this leather jacket, affixed a rocket kit behind it with a little button or a knob on his front, and he'd be able to jump in the air like Superman and fly with this rocket suit. Of course, we never understood how it was powered, but that's fine. They even took the character and made the same suit be part of Commando Cody. Trivia. Yeah, you get a rocket suit, you don't have to worry about having 20 feet of wing.
Oh, totally. There are a myriad of potentialities, I think, to explain the propulsion, behind any of these weird winged creatures. I think one of them certainly could be that there is something artificial about them, maybe there could be some sort of construct or some sort of suit or something similar. The one caveat to that, though, that occurs to me immediately is that nobody ever reports anything like, you know, the illumination of thrusters or, you know, anything like wind or any of the force that you would expect from that type of propulsion system. So, but you never know. I mean, we can get very weird with it. We can talk about like anti-gravity suits and, and whatever people want, as long as we're just speculating about it. But of course, there's also the potentially paranormal element that's worth discussing, certainly. You know, it could also be that there is some interaction between these entities and the what we perceive of as the physical universe that is outside of our understanding of our current understanding, at least, of physics or something similar, where through which they are capable of flying in a way that we would deem impossible. Then of course you can consider the idea that there could be some sort of spiritual element. You know, perhaps they are creatures of consciousness, you know, rather than real solid like physical matter.
Sure.
Or anything along those lines, but you know you have to get pretty you have to be pretty open minded when it comes to a lot of these reports, because absolutely on the surface they seem impossible, but at the same time I have credible people reporting their experiences to me authentically. You know, like they're doing their best to explain it as it happened to them. And so all things being equal, you know, I'm just not willing to dismiss something as impossible when an otherwise honest person is in front of me telling me about it. You know, we had a couple of large pterosaur sightings that came out of Gary, Indiana, of all places.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Ken Gerhardt about this just the other day. We were at the Midwest Conference on the Unknown down in Cape Girardeau, and we were talking about winged creatures. And he was telling me how he had this huge database of Thunderbird sightings, because one of his big interests is Thunderbirds, and how he took the average of all of those sightings, and the average wingspan reported of these Thunderbird sightings that he had was something like 14 feet, and then you could look at like 20 feet as being the higher end of the outliers as far as what people were reporting. And, you know, it sort of came up because he was telling me about this person who had reported, you know, a Thunderbird with something like a 200-foot wingspan or something else equally implausible. And I, you know, we were talking about it. I said, well, you know, we've got a couple of reported pterosaur sightings out of Gary, Indiana. That they're not 200 feet, but you know, they're bigger than a Quetzalcoatl, you know, like, which is a pterosaur that was the largest pterosaur ever, the largest flying animal ever at like a 30-foot wingspan. And what these witnesses had described to me was seeing something with what they estimated to be like a 40-foot wingspan, which, you know, flying over Gary, Indiana doesn't seem likely in terms of accuracy. But at the same time, you know, it was a husband and wife. They actually had sightings separately. And I interviewed them separately. And their stories were compelling in their sincerity, quite frankly. And so, you know, it's possible that what we're dealing with also is a slight inaccuracy in reporting. I think that, like, you know, say let's use that 20-foot outlier, you know, that Ken was talking about as an example. You know, if let's say somebody saw that, I mean, 20 feet a wingspan, like that's crazy big. That is, that would be astounding to see, you know. So let's see, or let's say, you know, you see something with that kind of wingspan. You know, I wouldn't blame you if you described it as 30, 40 feet, especially because if you consider it is so difficult to judge the size of something in flight. You know, because you, unless you know the actual distance, because it's so difficult to gauge relative distance when you're looking at something in the air, mm-hmm. and then from there extrapolate, you know, what the size of it would actually have to be with its wingspan and everything.
Break time, the pause that refreshes. Tim, Jean, Tobias, Emily, you're in.
The Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I was thinking, Tobias, as you were going on there with a description of these birds and their mechanism, or bird men and their mechanism of flying, it may just be magic.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the sort of spiritual element comes in, right? You know, if, or however you want to conceive of magic. I mean, I think there are probably some agnostic people who believe in magic, who would relate it more to consciousness than spirituality per se. But yeah, I mean, that magic works as well as anything to sort of describe any potential interaction between consciousness and the universe that we don't currently understand, mm-hmm. especially if it involves consciousness having an effect, like a direct effect on the universe. And that's why I like to speculate sort of about beings of consciousness, right? So like what that would mean if there were, this sort of ecosystem of consciousness, right? Within which were multiple entities sort of just comprised of consciousness. What would that be like? You know, what would they be capable of doing? How would they interact with us? And I think that in a lot of ways, if you're willing to go down the weird road of that particular thought experiment, you know, I think it would explain a lot of the potentially paranormal aspects of these weird sightings.
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And certainly that's something that we've incorporated somewhat into our own investigation techniques, you know, where we'll use our spirit boxes and the kettle brain safe for instance, or maybe perform like an Estes method experiment. You know, we had a couple of CE5 sessions out there.
I've brought tarot cards before.
Sure. Absolutely. And so, you know, just exploring that potential connection, I think, is interesting, if nothing else. And quite frankly, we don't seem to have many tools outside of human perception and memory to either detect or record these events. And so certainly I think, playing around with consciousness somewhat can be valuable. And it might be the best chance we have of actually experiencing something, because a lot of our otherwise, expensive and very scientific equipment doesn't seem to be of much good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Estes method. Now that's an interesting thing that seems to be gaining popularity recently.
Oh, certainly. I mean, there are certain people who are going to cringe at how many times I just said consciousness in the last 3 minutes or so. But I do think it's a very useful technique for doing two things. You know, I think it gets the person sort of acting as the receiver in the right state of mind through sensory deprivation. And I think that because of that, then you can get results that are more interesting and I think potentially more credible, at least to a certain, or at least from a certain viewpoint, than your standard spirit box session. Although we've also had a lot of interesting results from the spirit box. I mean, I think they both have pros and cons. I mean, the pro for the just the spirit box, of course, I think, is being able to have multiple people verify that something was heard. The con there is, you run the risk of people sort of yes-anding each other into deciding, you know, something was heard if maybe it's a little questionable. And then with the Estes method, of course, you have, like, you can narrow it down, so you don't have to worry about multiple people sort of contaminating everybody's opinion by leading each other through this sort of like group agreement towards a specific result, regardless of its veracity. But at the same time, you're relying on one person to listen and interpret what's coming through the spirit box. And because of that, you could potentially miss out on something that they don't hear. They might hear it wrong. They might misinterpret it, you know, so on and so forth. And so I think probably a decent mix of both is your best bet. But back to my point about the Estes method and the altered state of consciousness that it sort of creates. You know, I found in my research and in our investigations that it almost seems like an altered state of consciousness is more common than it isn't, frankly, when it comes to people reporting weird sightings. You know, like, for instance, and the other thing is, you know, people don't seem to realize how common altered states of consciousness are. You know, they're very common. I mean, everything from sleep to, you know, the state of falling asleep or waking up or meditation, daydreaming, these are all altered states of consciousness. Like, there's something called highway hypnosis, right? I think we've probably all heard of that.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, it is a form of altered consciousness. It is an altered state of consciousness. And so what's interesting to me is how many of these reports we get where people are just sort of about going about their business, often driving alone, late at night, in relatively isolated areas, when they have their sighting. And I can't help but speculate that there might be an element of relevance to the altered state of consciousness in their experience. You know, if for whatever reason it makes one more conducive to witnessing these things, more aware of them, who knows? But it all certainly seems to play some kind of role, I think.
Mm-hmm. I would say.
When you're talking about altered states of consciousness, you know, it makes me think also along the lines of, you know, the multiple sightings of all kinds of different creatures and the UFO phenomena. When you have multiple different kinds of shapes and sizes of craft being seen to the things seen coming out of them. I mean, have your investigations taken you along these lines as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, everything from, like, my uncle's sighting of that weird rock-like UFO, which in all other aspects just sort of perform like a normal UFO. Well, as normal as they get, I guess. But, you know, sort of you would expect from one of these like flying object sightings, you know, where he describes seeing this small black dot, and he got closer and closer and closer until he could see what it was, and it looked like these like this round, you know, rocky meteor thing. And then having it take off. Now, if you replace that rocky spherical object with a flying saucer or something,
yeah,
then that would be, you know, just a normal UFO narrative. That would be mm-hmm. exactly what you would expect somebody to say, you know, if they saw something like that. And so, you know, certainly I think that explains a lot of the high strangeness, you know, because certainly like seeing that kind of UFO, I would put in the realm of high strangeness because that is just bizarre.
This is not going to be bizarre, folks, but we do have Emily and Tobias and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Renowned author Salman Rushdie remains hospitalized as his attacker is formally charged in a courtroom in western New York. 24-year-old Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault for his alleged attack on the 75-year-old Rushdie. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator and will likely lose an eye. He has been the subject of death threats for more than three decades since his novel, The Satanic Verses, was released. Former President Donald Trump said the trove of documents taken from his Florida estate had been declassified. According to an inventory taken, FBI agents took about 20 boxes of items from Mar-a-Lago, including a variety of classified materials. The warrant used to execute the search was unsealed Friday. Trump wrote that all of the materials taken were declassified and that federal agents didn't have to seize anything, accusing authorities of playing politics. This is USA Radio News. The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killing, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says she told family that she didn't report the incidents, fearing retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million. The State Department is telling citizens in Mexico to shelter in place due to fires, roadblocks, and police activity in several towns, including Tijuana, Mexicali, and Rosarito. The towns are in the Mexican state of Baja California, where gang violence erupted late Friday and early Saturday. The U.S. consulate asking citizens to take multiple steps to protect themselves. Exercise bike maker Peloton told employees that 780 jobs will be cut, prices are going up, and a significant number of its stores will be closing in a bid to become profitable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, Tobias, regardless of what shape a UFO appears to be in, doesn't change the fact that it's a UFO, and also the fact that people may see things differently.
Yeah, certainly. You know, and that's something I think we need to take into consideration is individual perception. You know, going back to that Pilsen neighborhood in Chicago sighting where the man, you know, was sure that he had seen something paranormal in that, you know, he thought he had seen this bat-like humanoid thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to, if we can, rule out those types of perceptual inaccuracies, and you know, and there are ways to do that. You know, for me in particular, I think there's something to be said in examining the details of somebody's sighting to try to, at the very least, you know, rule stuff like that out. You know, so there is that that profile of sightings that I discussed earlier that are likely misidentified. Just misidentified large bird species. And so basically, you know, they have some commonalities. So if somebody reports seeing a flying humanoid during the day, with no other potentially paranormal phenomena surrounding it, and, they see it from far away and it's in the air the entire time, then those are most likely to be a misidentified bird. And so from there, We can apply that to anything, you know, be it a UFO sighting or a Bigfoot sighting or anything else. You know, what you want to ask people is, okay, well, You know, how far away do you think you were? How long did the sighting last? And, you know, if you've got something where somebody was very far away and the sighting was very, very quick, then the relative accuracy of their testimony just in describing the object itself is probably not going to be as good as someone who saw an object much, much closer for a greater length of time. You know, also when it comes to multiple witnesses of a single craft or object or something, now you'll have a variation in descriptions, but often I don't know that the variation is more than what one might expect, you know, for multiple people, you know, seeing something. However, you know, I don't think that just multiple perspectives would allow for the sheer variety that we see in UFOs, say, mm-hmm. specifically. You know, like we've seen with our own eyes out in the Kettle Moraine State Forest, like anomalous balls of light. Now, those certainly seem to be much, much different than, say, the Tic Tac UFO, you know, from that FLIR footage that was so famously, you know, released in 2017. You know, it would be much different from people who have reported, you know, flying saucers or cigar-shaped objects or, you know, large triangles or anything similar, to the point where I would say they either aren't the same thing, which I think is probably likely, or at the very least, something is making a deliberate effort to obfuscate them and make them appear to be different.
Yeah.
It makes me think of, gosh, it was a couple of years ago, a gentleman who was out taking beauty shots, and he had a very expensive camera, and afterwards when he got back home, he noticed something in the distance in the sky, and when he zoomed in on it, you know, being a pretty high definition photo, it looked like a giant sunflower in the sky, the head of a sunflower with leaves. So, I mean, you know, you're talking about, you know, your uncle who saw the boulder in the sky that acted like a UFO. You know, here this guy was able to take a photograph of a giant sunflower.
That's interesting.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that is. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think the mind sort of struggles to place that, you know, or try to explain it. You know, I don't know. Of course, there's probably all sorts of, you know, pseudo-scientific explanations that people could come up with, like, you know, strange reflections in the camera lens or temperature inversions or who knows. But, yeah, no, that is bizarre.
The Philip Klass method of dismissing, you know, objects. Oh, well, you know, it was a hoax, or a tornado ripped off a sunflower and threw it in the sky. You know, there's always some kind of prosaic explanation to these things.
Wait a minute. I just thought tornadoes ripping sunflowers. You know, those sunflowers can cause a lot of damage. Think about it. Think about the sunflower damage. Imagine if a sunflower hits your car, and you go to the body shop, and they do an estimate for the insurance company. So, what was this? It was a sunflower. Okay, but it's $6,000 damage.
Well, you always hear those stories, and I don't know how much of them are tall tales, but I would suspect quite a few. Of tornadoes doing things like throwing a single piece of hay through a barn door or something. So, yeah, I mean, under those circumstances, I mean, that sunflower would go through your car like a rocket.
Well, and, you know, there's also, when you're talking about the whole, you know, flying humanoids situations, I mean, there have been, you know, throughout UFO history, sightings of people flying around in the sky without any wings or anything like that. They just, you know, appear to be somebody just, you know, flying to the, through the sky. Some flying like, you know, your traditional superheroes, and some just gliding along upright. Fortean Times had a whole article a few years back about these sightings, you know, around the world.
Oh, definitely. You know, they have been going on for some time. I remember, you know, we received a report from Springfield, Illinois. This would have been a couple of years ago, from a gentleman who said that he was walking home along some railroad tracks through this wooded area, or by some railroad tracks through this wooded area, and he encountered this humanoid being on what he described as sort of a flying scooter, you know, like a flying moped would be more appropriate.
Like the ones you see in Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, kind of. It was very short. And so, yeah, you know, like literally if you can picture a moped with no wings, flying with somebody, or I'm sorry, with no wheels, rather. I don't think they come standard.
I remember
with wings.
Drawing the article of this one.
Yes. Yep. And so you've got this small chassis with a light on the front of it and some handlebars, and this humanoid was sitting on it, and I don't think the guy could get that good of a look at the humanoid because of the light, and he described how he got basically chased out of these woods. And what was really interesting about it too, beyond the, you know, flying moped, was the way he described the woods around him while it was happening, as though the trees themselves like sort of came alive, mm-hmm. you know, and he felt like threatened even by them until he could get completely out of this area. And he related it to one of the Mexican flying humanoid sightings, because they, you know, they were very popular in Mexico just, what, 10, 20 years ago.
We're not going to wait another 10 or 20 years for these announcements. With Tobias and Emily, Gene and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Just thinking of that vocal group, if we could all sing, it'd be nice. Emily, do you sing?
I actually do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tobias?
I mean, not well.
There is that. Oh, well. It was a thought, you know, a way to make a few million dollars. Bring back the sound of the early 60s.
Definitely. I think there's a market for that.
Yeah.
Flying mopeds.
I want to hear the remainder of that story.
Sure.
Oh,
that's
sure.
A great story, yeah.
And so he related it to one of the more famous flying humanoid sightings out of Mexico that there was footage of and everything. And so he told me that he had seen a photograph in a magazine of this particular flying humanoid, and that's what he sort of related his sighting to. It was interesting, to say the least. Just sort of the otherworldly nature of his sighting was interesting to me in how sort of exaggerated it was. And I don't mean that he was embellishing or anything. I just mean exaggerated over what we would normally expect, even in a sighting as weird as that, you know, where the trees seem to come alive. And, you know, he was frightened that, like, because he felt like the trees themselves, like, were sort of reaching out for him during the sighting as he ran away. The whole thing was just very, very odd. It certainly seemed to have that Oz factor that comes with the most bizarre, you know, sort of high strangeness cases, you know, where he really sort of felt like he had just been temporarily transported into another world. And maybe he had been, frankly. I think that makes a certain amount of sense that he might have temporarily slipped into another universe or something overlapping this one, you know, just where he walked through sort of this soft part, this overlap where he just was briefly in the wrong universe. It's a fascinating sighting.
To me, it sounds very similar to a story that was told to me that was somewhat described as kind of like a time slip event where this couple had gone, you know, for a hike in the woods, and they were going to go to hike up this path to a ranger tower. But when they got there, the tower looked like it had been abandoned. It was boarded up. And then as they progressed, the sky grew darker. The trees seemed to close in on them. It got colder. They felt this overwhelming presence of oppression. And they almost felt like that if they took one small step, that they would be lost forever. Plus, I mean, this was an area that they had been on quite a bit, but they felt completely lost. They didn't recognize anything. And they finally came to this one part that they recognized. And as soon as they crossed it, all of a sudden they were back. You know, the sky was bright. Bright blue again. They felt completely normal. When they turned around, the path was completely different than the one that they had previously been on. But it was that aspect of the trees closing in and that feeling of oppression sounds very similar to the case that you just related to us.
Oh, yeah. I would say eerily similar, frankly. And that's always very interesting to me. There's a level of corroboration, you know, in hearing in account describing certain aspects of other accounts that we've received so closely. So yeah, it certainly seems like they temporarily were somewhere else, and luckily they came back.
Well, it makes you wonder also if some of these cryptid sightings, it's happening in reverse. You know, that these things are from some other, you know, timeline or whatever, and accidentally step into our world and feel just as lost as some of the people who, you know, have had the same experience and have managed to make it back. And God forbid, you know, if there are people who have disappeared and never make it back.
Oh, definitely. I mean, certainly some of them act as though they're out of place. You know, I'm reminded of, like, the Flatwoods Monster, right, where I'm sure it looked scary, but in my mind, I just always picture it, you know, with his arms reached out, and it's sort of floating towards the witnesses going like, excuse me, can you give me directions? And they're just terrified because they have no idea what it's saying. It looks like a monster. So they just take off out of there, right? I think that's a very, very fascinating possibility. And it certainly it explains quite a bit. You know, I think, you know, there could be a mixture of things going on there. You know, maybe some of them are accidental interlopers into our universe. Maybe sometimes we are into theirs. Maybe sometimes we're just able to see temporarily into another place or time or something similar. You know, there are a myriad of possibilities, I think.
Well, there's oftentimes when people see these things that the creatures, when they notice that they're being seen, act surprised. Like, oops, they're not supposed to see me. I've heard that a lot from people. It's like, you know, they'll say it got a surprised look on its face when it noticed I could see it.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I mean, that has been the case. I remember I spoke to a young woman out of Janesville, Wisconsin, who wanted to relate her alien abductee experience. This was, I had never heard something like this in all of my years. It sticks with me. Or she had fallen asleep on the couch in her living room one night and awoken to a light coming in through the front of the house. And she thought maybe her roommate was coming home. And so she went to go check the door to make sure it was unlocked for her and everything, since suddenly she was up anyway. And so they had one of those sort of like, you know, half walls that like wraps around in front of their door. So you can't see the front door until you walk around this little wall. And, you know, she got about halfway there and she's like, oh, what if it's a burglar? But, you know, she kept going anyway. And she gets around and she goes around this little wall to the front door. And when she does, she sees what she then described to me as sort of your typical gray alien. She described it as being short and thin with an oversized ovaloid head. And that it had these big black eyes. But this is what was interesting to me and what really stuck out. When she sees this thing, she's so surprised that she screamed. She said she screamed at the top of her lungs. And when she did that, then it screamed.
I remember this.
Yeah, so she screams at it. Then it's surprised. It screams at her. And then she takes off running.
You know what? We'll be screaming if we don't begin to wrap things up, but Tobias and Emily will be back.
They'll be back for after the Paracast.
In the meantime, guys, tell our listeners if they want to know more about your singular Fortean society, where do they go?
Oh, definitely. I'll let Emily handle that because she does a lot of social media. So she
sure, yeah. So we have, our main website is singularfortean.com. We've got our, you know, our feature articles on there, weird news, all that good stuff. And then you can pretty much find us on all social media platforms. And the handle would be at, like the at symbol, singularfortean, just all one word together. And then if you're interested in what we do a little bit more and want to dig in deeper with us, you can join the society at patreon.com/singularfortean. And we're also on YouTube. You can find us there just by searching the Singular Fortean Society.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can find us on Facebook. We have a Paracast group and a Paracast fan club, and they won't let us put the URL there. But you know what? Tim Swartz has the same problem with conspiracyjournal.com. They do not want to know the truth. You can find branded merchandise for the Paracast at theparacast.shop. It's lots of really good stuff, including the T-shirts and the throw pillows and four different logos. You can get one item in each one at theparacast.shop. Check out the Paracast Plus, a special subscription streaming service with this show free of the network ads, plus the After the Paracast podcast, where things are unpredictable, and Tobias and Emily will be back for that. So you'll definitely want to hear it. To sign up, just go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus for quick sign-up screens. By the way, we have this special offer. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you'll get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions to the Paracast Plus, theparacast.plus. Tobias and Emily, so much fun to meet you. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you so much for having us.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.